Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fogcast.
It's Friday. It's after work.
And this is the Cyclone Fanatic Fogcast. Get my geek on. Get my geek on. The Cyclone Fanatic Fogcast is presented by Iowa's most recommended real estate agent, Mark Charter.
Now, hear this.
No other agent in Iowa offers more when you buy or sell your home through Mark Charter, including a customizable commission plan when you list your home. You choose 5, 6, or 7%. Read more about Mark Charter and see why he is Iowa's most recommended realtor at Trulia.com and MarkCharter.com.
This is how we roll.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter, Chris Williams, and Adam Gray.
Hey, what's up, guys? 4th of July podcast on a Thursday. It feels like a podcast, though. Are either of you guys working tomorrow?
No.
Charter?
Well, I'm going to try very little.
You're always working.
I don't ever shut up.
You're Iowa's most recommended realtor, for crying out loud.
It didn't happen by accident, my friend.
It's because you work when everybody else is sleeping.
Here's the truth about real estate. People look at it and say they don't work hard. That's baloney.
Because what about the really hot realtors?
They have to work less.
Yeah. They work less than like you do.
What, are you saying I'm not a really hot realtor?
No, I'm just saying there's like some honeys in that industry.
There are. Many of the best, though, are not the super hot ones.
There's my industry and yours,
mm-hmm.
The hotter you are, like if a girl, the taller the ceiling is for you. So that's not the case for a realtor?
Yeah, it gets you in the door, but, you know, a lack of skills will allow you to find the exit pretty quick. So people can see through that pretty darn fast if you're just a pretty face. I'm a pretty face. Let's be realistic.
And you don't have any back hair.
No, I still do.
He still has a little bit more. He's got to go back.
I still do. It didn't work. But no, the good agents, in my opinion, never truly shut down. They just don't. It's not the way the business works. So I'll be out on the boat in Okoboji, and I'll have my phone.
You need a signal out there?
I'll be texting. Yeah.
All right.
Do you got like a wireless card? You got your laptop out there?
I don't do the laptop.
Do you have a yacht?
Not yet. Not yet.
Hey, I need you to... So we're working with Keith Murphy. We met with your boy Gabe yesterday from Hawkeye Nation.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Well, we're going to do the RVTV thing with them.
Okay.
Cyclone Fanatic is. But we don't have an RV.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to get your boy... So this is what I want to do.
All right.
So Hawkeye Nation has this like... gaudy, like just stupid RV.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this thing, it's by stupid, I mean awesome. Like, this thing,
it's pimped out.
It's like something Obama would be touring around.
Yeah. Did you get to the bottom of who actually owns that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't ask.
I will be asking.
All I know is this. So, like, they're going to have that on RVTV, and I think it'd be awesome if Cyclone Fanatic has, like, this little, not a clunker, but, like, I want it to be, like, real blue collar.
Like Cousin Eddie?
Yeah. So, like, my thing is, and then you take a picture to both of them, and I'm going to be doing, like, well, you know, we got our lunch pail, taking it to work. We're wearing our hard hat. You know, we're the real blue collar of the two websites.
Yeah, I don't like that idea at all. I think it's a terrible idea.
You wouldn't. You're from Johnston.
You look down upon blue collar people.
You want the RV to be even better than Iowa's.
No, I do. And we have one that we can make better.
We have a better website. Why do we need a better RV?
To show that we're just better at everything.
The perception may be that Cyclone Fanatic is struggling and couldn't afford a real nice RV.
Your idea is terrible.
Ridiculous.
No, this is what you do.
Keith Murphy agreed with me, by the way.
Well,
I don't know.
Sorry, Keith, you're wrong. This is what you do. If you want that blue collar feel, you just go and you get some Busch Lights and you make hot dogs. Let them make, if they want to bring some fancy, you know, meals and whatever, but you still can't have a piece of crap RV there.
No, we're going to.
What are you doing let me ask you this. What are you doing for that week? So are you going out for the week?
It's so preliminary right now. We're going to figure it out.
Because what you could do is some fun stuff. Because normally on RVTV, they have like some some celebrities come out on the newscast and things like that.
Like Chris.
Yeah. What if we got you just like, what if we went out and searched for like just a really crappy RV, like a cheap one, like you're talking about doing anyway. And then at each stop, we just like have people sign it. People can come up and write on it. you know, do whatever they want to. And then at the end,
this is interesting.
Then at the end, we either give it away and make some money off of it, or we literally go out and we put some dynamite in it and we blow it up so everybody can watch.
Where would we blow it up at?
We had some quarry or something.
It's got to be able to get from one town to the next.
Well, as long as it drives. I'm willing to bet that if we search, we could find you a real piece of dog crap RV that people could ride on and nobody would care about at all.
It's got like raccoons in it?
Yeah. And you could have fun with that. That's the thing. Come on out and write your name, draw a picture on the RV.
Yeah, this sounds like a good idea.
We could do that. I bet Daddy, and Daddy, by that I mean me, could not.
You got your guy. You know, Bond Durant.
I could probably find you a very, 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 very cheap RV would drive.
I was also thinking, because the wife and I have been wanting to buy a camper, right?
Yeah.
Maybe just doing that and just hauling my own wheels around, pulling it with the truck.
Does that part of RV TV, a camper, will that work?
Yeah, it would work.
That would work, okay.
Yeah.
So I assume you guys I assume you're going, though, because you keep talking about In Connection With and Hawkeye Nation.
We're
going
to do it at some point. We have to figure out the details.
The logistics.
Yeah. There are logistics to figure out.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago or even last year, didn't they say they were not doing RVTV anymore?
Yeah, but then it keeps coming back.
Too popular. They have to keep doing it.
Yeah. It's too popular.
Well, we got to have like a bet on the game with Hawkeye Nation, like a fun bet. We got to do something like that.
Something
too.
Was talked about that. Yeah. Okay. That was tossed around.
I would be willing to bet. So Iowa State is, you already mentioned Gabe Glenn. I don't know if he listens to this or not, but I'm sure I'll get the word out to him. Good point. But two years ago during the basketball game, I bet Gabe Glenn.
Yes.
And he lost and had to wear a sandwich board saying I stupidly bet on the Hawks, and he stood on the corner of Delaware.
That topic got brought up.
Yeah, so we did that. And then last year...
I'm not doing anything like that.
No. Last year...
There's no way I'm letting the Iowa State football program...
dictate?
Yeah, there's
You
no
don't way. Trust Paul Rhodes in year 7 to win that game?
No.
But this...
I think they're better than Iowa, but I don't... I'm not going to...
So this game is ripe for a bet, and maybe it'll be between Gabe and myself, or maybe it'll be between Hawks and Cyclones or whatever, but it's going to be, the spread's already out. It's like 4.5, 5 points, I think.
4.5.
But it's at home. Iowa State has a chance to win that game. It could be a decent bet. I smell a bet coming.
Here's the bet with Hawkeye Nation and Cyclone Fanatic. Winner gets to write on the other site's front page an article, a trolling article, and it has to be up there for a full week.
Oh, God.
That would be kind of fun.
So we get to go over there. John Miller for the week, and you get to write some long, lengthy article, and it has to stay up on the front page of Hawkeye Nation for a week, or vice versa. What do you think?
It should just be simple. It should be like, okay, so if Iowa State wins, they get to write the article saying what's wrong with Iowa, and vice versa. Iowa gets to say what's wrong with Iowa State, and has to be on the other site's homepage for a
week. That's fun.
That's fair. Yeah, I would. I don't. Do we have to keep it in the prime? Because we are a news gathering organization.
Okay, how about it rotates within the three or four?
Yeah, because
five.
My whole deal is I don't want to just
take up.
That's not really fair to our advertisers and stuff.
Well, I don't know. I'd get a lot of play
for a day, but then by Wednesday, people want the next game. You know what I mean?
Okay,
you're moving on.
Okay,
and I would. I'm just looking out for the integrity of our content.
Oh, you say integrity now after you just got done saying you want a piece of crap RV to drive around the state. Now you're looking out for the integrity
I think a guy who drives a piece of crap RV has just as much integrity as the guy with the big one.
Oh, okay.
I don't need a giant RV to prove my worth. I can have more fun in my crappy RV than that one.
More fun?
Yes.
They probably have, four or five TVs in their RV?
I'm going to drink more beer.
We already know that Iowa has more money.
What do we have to prove?
Have you seen their donor parking lot outside Kinnick? I mean, they got bigger donors, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to be somebody we're not.
Speaking of big donors, can we...
I don't need a $200,000 RV to prove that we're awesome.
Can we do a recap from our event last Friday night that we had?
The total yet?
I have not gotten
my
the total.
My God, I got to have it today. I told you this. Let's come on, bench warmers.
What the crap, Gray?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I will get the total. We raised, the goal was 5,000.
Yeah, we hit it, I think.
We went over it.
Yeah.
We went over it.
Boom.
So it was a great turnout. Thanks to everyone that came. Thanks to the Ray who played. That band, they were hot. They were good.
Yeah.
They had groupies. They had groupies in front of them, those girls.
Those girls, those teenage girls were like at about 11 o'clock, these teenage girls started rolling
we
in.
We don't want to say teenage girls. This is a bar we're talking about.
By the way, it's a restaurant.
Attention Ankeny PD.
Williams.
21-year-olds look a little younger these days than I thought.
Yeah.
These girls, like that one song they kept playing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Walk the Moon.
What is that song?
Shut Up and Dance. They encored that thing.
And they rocked
They
it.
Did.
They rocked that song. Yeah. They did a good job.
The Array was done, and all these groupies started chanting encore.
So the Array, did a great job. We didn't know. We'd never heard them play. And they came out, and they were the type of – so in an atmosphere like that, it was crowded. A lot of people talking, a lot of people eating. But the band was good enough where you didn't notice the band, which is a compliment to them. It's not like, man, these guys suck. And they were like taking your attention.
They're good.
So they played they played for like 3 hours.
Yeah, they did.
I think.
They rocked it.
They just wouldn't leave, which was fine.
Did you guys enjoy meeting Ted Flint?
Yeah, interesting guy.
I didn't get to talk to him as much as I would like to. Yeah. I think it's because he's such a big celebrity. People were just
people were all over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched him. He was signing some woman's breasts.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it your wife? Was it Ashley's?
No, she was gone.
Oh, okay.
She was.
Yeah, Ashley did not last long.
Well, the baby. It was a little much for Cameron.
I heard a rumor, and I still haven't figured out if this is true. It's not about your wife. But the rumor was that Grace shut down the bar that night.
Yeah, I heard that rumor too.
Do you care to comment?
Sources can confirm that is the truth.
With the band, I'm
with
hearing.
The band. I left the bar. Closed at the tab, was walking out. The band, John McKee and those guys, were sitting there. They said they're going back in. I said, well, I'm not a pansy like Charter and William, so I'm going to head back in there with you guys. And I did. And the next thing I know, Lacey, our girl Lacey, was kicking us out. Said, you got to go.
She kicked you out?
No, she just said.
So suddenly a guy that leaves the bar at 11 o'clock is a pansy? Come on now.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes to that.
I had a big morning next day. I had to get up and do something. I don't remember what it was, but
I did too. I got up and went to the lake, and I was hurting the entire next day. I'll be honest with you.
You're like that these days, buddy.
What?
You can't do 2 days in a row. Remember Kansas City?
That's what I was thinking about, dude. We did the morning podcast.
You showed up and you looked like total death.
Did I hammer that podcast, though? I nailed that podcast.
But you were like ready to vomit.
I'd have to go back to the archives. I finally met – no, it was a good turnout there. I had a good long chat with the Heather Burnside.
Did you enjoy Heather's company?
Sweet gal. I absolutely enjoyed Heather's company. The funny thing is, and this is not to make her feel old, but I have highlights at home, like news highlights of me playing football at Ames High where she's doing the highlights.
Really?
So we were reminiscing about that. I think she's about 7 years older than I am.
Now, can the camera keep up with you as you're running on the football field?
That's a blur.
It is a blur. Okay.
That's a blur.
The standard definition.
So I had, and she made me feel right at home. She was quick. She said she and I mentioned this because Chris is an ass, but Heather said I could co-host the show.
Yeah.
When Travis leaves, I can go do the morning show with her. I'll definitely take her up on that. And meanwhile, Chris, our brother, our blood, you know, we built this thing together.
Yeah.
He's got nothing but openings next week, and he has to think about getting us on the show.
I haven't booked anybody yet. And frankly, the condescending comments that you and Grave made are not helping your cause.
I don't really recall saying anything other than...
No, you came down and you were being a smartass.
I mean, we've talked about this before. When Chris said he's going to do the cakes and no job, he's like, and anytime Ross is gone, I'm going to have you on with me.
I never once said that.
He's so sensitive.
I can't trust you. You're going to cuss on the air, Gray.
That is absolute bull, and you know it.
I'll have you guys come in one day.
The pressure's on Downs for that.
You come in
that
one day.
That can't be on Gray. You can't put that on Gray. You got to let him go, and Downs has to hit the bleeper.
Guys, you guys forget, I have two children.
Here's the problem. Downs is going to be gone.
Ooh, yeah, don't put me on
this. This is a high-pressure situation next week.
No, but seriously.
Who's doing the board?
It's a new guy named Scott.
New guy?
New guy named Scott.
Downs is gone and Ross is gone?
Yeah, it's a high-pressure situation. I've got to be very prepared. I have to have quality co-hosts. Are you up to the challenge?
Probably not. I'll be up front. Probably not.
Are you saying I'm not quality?
No, I'm asking. Are you up for the challenge?
Easy.
I already asked you to do Thursday with me.
Charter wakes up and pisses excellence.
I'm gone next Friday, so I'm asking you to do Thursday.
Do I look like a guy that cracks under pressure to you? Come on.
I don't know. You got a big sale. You got that realtor up at Steve Prohm's realtor up in Ames.
Come on, dude.
Who do you go with?
She's got 50 years on me. It's not my fault. Yeah, literally.
She closed the deal.
She might be 90.
So if you want to come to El Bait Shop on Thursday.
I might do that.
you're welcome to do it.
I might do that.
Our boy,
I got Phil Steele. I interviewed Phil Steele next week.
Are you talking just to me? Or are you talking to Adam?
Ooh,
too?
Whoa! Phil Steele's going to be on. Put me back on.
That has to be pre-recorded though.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So I can't be on for the pre-recorded.
Well, no, because you got to be
here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So
you're going to have Phil talk about how they're going to win 3 games this upcoming season.
Phil always
he's been more Iowa State than most people.
He has Iowa State 6-6 this year.
No way.
Yeah, he really does.
Wow.
He has them in a bowl game.
That is ridiculous. That's dumb.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what the guy has.
Is he going for clicks from Iowa State fan?
No, he's not a negative Nancy like you, Charlie.
He doesn't need clicks.
Dude, come on. All right. Let's cut the BS and be honest here. Do you guys see 6 wins?
No.
More. Probably like 8 or 9.
Shut up.
I don't see that, but I'm not. It's not my opinion. I'm telling you, Phil still has Iowa State winning 6 games.
And he's an outsider.
And my question is why?
I don't know. I'm going to ask him next week.
Please do. Ask him what meds he's taking.
He goes, like, Steele's metrics are, I mean, it's heavy on starters returning and schedule. And so I haven't read his magazine yet. I haven't picked it up yet. I'm planning on doing that this weekend and reading it.
I mean, if he's anywhere close, then I'm going to Vegas to pick Iowa State at 3.5 wins or over, because isn't that where they're at?
Oh, I would take Iowa State at 3. I think they'll win four, best case scenario, like 5 or 6 tops, but I don't think they'll win 6.
Since you're so sure, give me the 4 wins that are no problem.
I'm not saying I'm so sure.
No problem. There's no such thing as no problem. Yeah.
He said he'd do it for sure. The line is 3.5.
I would take that. I would take
do that for sure.
So that doesn't mean there's a for sure win.
Yeah.
He's just saying he for sure would take that bet.
I'm saying if I had to take
that, he sees 4.
No, I'm saying if I had to do one or the other, I would take the over.
Which is fine.
Okay, let's go through this.
But
you don't
do that unless you
Northern Iowa, Toledo,
Kansas are 3. You got to win.
Kansas at home.
Yep.
And then I think you're going to win either Iowa, Texas Tech, or get somebody else along the way.
But are you surprised at all if they don't beat you and I?
If they don't beat you and I? Yeah, I would be surprised this year.
Do they get
they're not as good. They're down.
Do they get West Virginia at home? I'm trying to think where we're
going. No, that was last year.
West Virginia's on the road.
That's last year.
Northern Iowa's down. North Dakota State supposedly was last year too, but they ended up winning the national title in their division. I mean, Northern Iowa is down this year. So, by all things considered, they should beat Northern Iowa.
I remember a game. I think I remember the exact score. And it was many years ago. But talk about how we've transitioned as a program. Where we played you and I think it was the opening game of the year. I'm pretty sure we beat them 45-0.
That was Seneca's first year.
You remember that?
Yeah, he was a junior. Killed him.
What happened?
Well, the FCS programs are a lot better now, though, in general. Because of transfers, I mean.
And we had this guy named Seneca Wallace on our team.
Yeah.
I met Seneca last week.
Oh, nice.
He was hanging out with Ross when I went down to the show.
How much taller are you than Seneca?
I didn't stand right next to him. I sat next to him.
Okay.
He's not. I mean, he's strong.
Well, yeah.
But he's not tall.
No.
No question about that. But nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude. They're having his football camp coming up in Ankeny.
How many selfies have you taken with Seneca Wallace in your day?
Just one.
Just one. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just the one.
There's nothing wrong with a good selfie. No, from time to time.
I don't think 6 out of 6 and 6 is crazy talk, but I think Iowa State's going to have luck, and they haven't had luck in years,
correct,
it seems like, because you look at last year, they only won 2 games, right?
Correct.
2 games. Terrible. They should have beat Kansas State, choked it away. Could have beat Texas. I don't want to say choked that one away. Choked away against Texas Tech. At some point, they're going to have to start winning those
that
close
Texas
games.
That Texas game, man. Like, the way the offense played, like, you got to win that.
Especially when Texas's offense was so bad that year.
Didn't they get down by 17 early or something like that? Because that was the game, the Cyclones TV debacle, where you couldn't watch it, remember?
They were down like 14-0, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, Iowa State scored like 3 touchdowns in a row. But they had opportunities to win more games last year.
Yeah.
They just couldn't. They didn't. If they're going to get 6 wins, it's possible, but you got to start winning those games. And part of it is, too, you got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
They haven't stayed healthy because Iowa State has no depth. You look at their starting front four on defense, it looks as talented as it's been in a while.
Yeah.
With that DeMond Tucker coming in, those 2 defensive ends coming back. But one or 2 of those guys go down, and Iowa State's screwed.
Exactly right. It's the same scenario as it always is.
Yes.
I just don't, man. Hey, I've got season tickets, all right? I graduated.
We know,
from
Mark. You have season tickets. You're not happy with the status of the program.
You know,
Why don't you call Pollard?
My point is this, all right? My point is that I should be like a fan, you know? yeah, we're going to be great. We're going to be great.
Well, I don't think being a fan is just blindly saying your team's going to be great.
The proof is not there.
No.
To hear six wins makes me think you're bordering on legally insane, because that's just not happening.
Well, you don't know what's happening until the season starts.
Well,
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I won't predict us to go 6-6, but I don't think it's insane.
Nobody thought they could do that in 2009.
You could say the season. You could say I don't know that because the season isn't going to start. But I also know when I wake up tomorrow, it's not going to be 30 degrees because it's July.
Okay.
So there's some things you can predict based on patterns. Okay.
But
Iowa State's not winning six games this year.
Let's say Iowa State goes and they play Texas Tech, and Texas Tech's top two quarterbacks are out. All of a sudden, Iowa State goes from not being favored in that game to being favored. Like, the college football season, there's so much stuff that can go on through the football season that you just don't know.
It's variables.
Yeah, I mean, Okie State played three quarterbacks each of the last couple of years. I mean,
yeah.
Oklahoma State's another game that Iowa State had a very real chance to win that game last year.
Though, in a lot of the schools that we play, their third string quarterback's better than our first.
Well, there's no question about that.
And therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
So, and apparently we're not even playing our best quarterback for whatever reason. That's a topic for another day.
Who told you that? Give me your source.
Dude, all right, here's a Williams line. I'm sourced in on that one.
Who's your source on that? No, I'm really curious about that.
What,
you're insinuating that Joel Lanning's their best quarterback? Like,
yes.
No question about it? He's never taken a snap.
You've heard the same thing, though.
Well, I've heard, like, in practice he has the strongest arm. He's a badass. But he's never taken a snap. I don't know how. That's a pretty big claim.
Well, it's hard to say that someone's better or worse. How many Big 12 games has our starting quarterback won this year?
Goose egg. Zero.
Exactly. Yeah. So, can we get worse? Theoretically, no. We can't.
Your defense can't get much worse either.
He's supposed to be
Here's my problem. I'm not standing up for Sam Richardson and saying he's like this all Big 12 kid. The whole team has been garbage. Like, you can't just point at him. Like, the quarterback really does get too much credit and take too much blame.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't pin all those losses on Sam Richardson.
There's no question.
Can you pin Texas last year on Sam Richardson?
No,
he played his ass off in that game.
I think that the offensive line is probably more important than the quarterback.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways. So
you can have an average quarterback with a great offensive line, and it makes you look pretty good.
He shoulders some blame, but so does everyone else.
Yes.
I mean, there's games.
I'm not saying
he could have and should have played better.
I'm not saying you can't blame him. I'm not saying that at all. But just like this whole Lanning's better than him. But he's never taken a snap. We don't know that. I've heard that a lot of guys over my years of covering Iowa State, and then they're all average. That's why Iowa State's football program is what it is.
That's my – yeah. That you have a valid point in that. Even if Lanning did start
– yeah, like, is there going to be a difference?
Like, we ascend to the top of the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, just backup quarterbacks, man. Like, it's just – until the end of time, they're going to be the most popular guys.
But we do know this for sure. Again, if you go back over history, we will see Lanning this year play because we can't. When was the last time, maybe Seneca, when was the last time we had a quarterback healthy all season long?
Brett Meyer.
Yeah, Brett.
Arnaud did for one of his years.
Brett Meyer was relatively healthy career.
Yeah.
But it's fairly rare.
I agree. Well, especially with the offense Iowa State runs now, where there's a lot more zone reads, the quarterbacks are getting banged up a lot more.
Yeah.
Brett Meyer didn't run a whole lot of zone reads. I mean, he ran a little bit.
He didn't run that much.
No, I mean, his running was more scrambling when he needed to, rather than just design.
And he
runs.
Didn't like it. Like, you could tell he was uncomfortable.
Is Lanning currently second on the depth chart?
No, I think Rojas is, right?
Yeah.
What would you place the odds that Lanning will start a game this year?
I don't know.
I'd say they're pretty good, actually. Maybe because
honestly, I don't know with this coaching staff. I mean, I was down at Kansas last year when he warmed up five times and they never put him in the game.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the conversation is within that football program as far as where they see Lanning in the future. And here's the thing. You hear how good of an athlete he is, how he's a tough SOB. If he's not going to be your quarterback, why don't you?
Play him at linebacker.
Because let's be honest, our linebackers aren't very good.
No.
Okay, what if he's a second-string linebacker? He's going to play. You put him in at special teams. Let him go take someone's head off.
I could not agree with you more.
But
my whole deal is, I agree with you. If he's this good of an athlete that everybody's talking about, get him on the field somehow.
I've heard people say he's like the fourth best athlete on the team.
Yeah.
So
then play him.
Yeah, no, I agree. But here's the thing. If you think he's quarterback in the future, then no, leave him there. But it is weird last year at the Kansas game, they didn't even put him in for two series.
I didn't understand.
That was weird.
There's something there. Rohatch was lighting the world on fire.
And it wasn't all Rohatch's fault, just like it's not all Sam's fault.
That was the most embarrassing Iowa State football game I've ever watched.
Yeah. Did you take down a bus full of people and have to go back with them? No. That was brutal.
But I did have to do the post-game call-in show.
Oh, God.
You're talking about last year at Kansas?
Kansas.
At Kansas.
I can confirm, because I was in Vegas and I bet on that game.
You bet on Iowa State?
Yeah.
What was the line? Do you remember?
Idiot.
It was Iowa State plus.
It wasn't by much. I mean, it was close to a pick. Like, I want to say like 2.5 or.
I'm thinking, okay, Iowa State's not good. Kansas is even worse. And that was one of those games as a bettor you cannot stand because it got away quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no chance. And it was a sizable wager. I was there to do some damage, and I did not do any damage at all.
Yeah. So. That hurts.
Birthday weekend.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I went to Vegas and I placed probably six or seven bets while I was there, sports bets.
Win any of them?
Lost every single one.
That's hard to do. I mean, usually you're just going to get.
You just keep doubling it down.
No, I lost good money on that trip.
Did you?
Good money. Luckily, I had some other bets with my bookie back home that I did okay on. So that helped a little bit.
You're like a modern day Pete Rose.
I don't manage a baseball team.
No, but you also bet on them. You're betting.
So what did Phil Mickelson teach you, if anything? The news about Phil this week.
Okay, I just saw the headline. I haven't actually read anything.
So here's the interesting thing about betting. Okay, let's talk about it, because I openly talk about the fact that I bet, right? And I've had people say, like, why do you do that? Because it's illegal, blah, 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 blah. Sports betting, frankly, the law doesn't give a crap about that. And that's what happened with Phil. Okay. So Phil has essentially bet, and we don't know all the details of this, but I think the number was 2.75 or 1.75.
2.75.
That was two, yeah.
So Phil has put into play or bet or has money tied up into gambling to the tune of $2.75 million.
Chuck, okay. Change. Yeah.
Now this guy that had the money, I don't know if he was the bookie or a runner or whatever. Why he got in trouble was he was laundering the money.
Yeah.
So you're taking this quote-unquote illegal activity, gambling, and trying to pump it into something that's legal, wash it, and then when you get the money back, it's like, oh, I made it in the stock market or whatever.
Yeah.
So nobody asked any questions. So everybody knows that Phil has bet that much money. Millions of dollars has bet that money. There are no federal laws that punish bettors. None. Okay?
It's the people taking the
bookies
bets?
Get in trouble. Bookies get in trouble. People want their money get in trouble. Not
mm-hmm.
bettors.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say the only way a bettor would get in trouble is if the IRS knew that they were winning a bunch of money, you know, and a lot of people lose a lot and also win, so you know, it ends up being a wash.
Yeah.
That's not a profit. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. But you know, that's the only way you get in trouble. It's basically you want a ton of money and you don't claim it. Then the IRS can come and say, you made income that you didn't tell us about. That's where you get in trouble. But people have this impression that if I bet on something, I might get in trouble with the cops. It's like, no, they don't care. The better the customer, in this case, Phil was the customer, doesn't matter. He's going to face zero charges because of this thing, even though it looks really bad for him. He's not going to get in trouble.
Was he betting on golf?
No inkling at all of what he was betting on. And honestly, why couldn't you bet on golf? I mean, you have no control over any other golfers.
Yeah, I've told you this. I think maybe it was you.
We had a good talk about it. I wish we would have recorded that.
Yeah,
though.
I agree with him. What do you get on betting for golf?
If you're the manager, you can put inside information.
You can't bet against somebody. You have to bet for someone. The only thing I get in golf is you bet for somebody.
What about like
if you had a reverse bet? So let's just say, you know, you could bet on a guy to finish in the bottom 10. Then you could go to that guy and say, I got a huge bet over here. If you finish in the bottom 10, you get a piece.
Yeah.
You know, you could do that, which would be wrong. But you can't make somebody win a golf tournament or play better.
I guess now that I'm thinking about it, there are prop bets where it'll be Sergio versus Ian Poulter.
Yeah.
And he could know, hey, Ian actually just tweaked his wrist and he's hurt. I'm betting on Sergio.
Yeah.
So that aspect.
That's my point. Just the inside information is all I'm saying.
Yeah, that part could be bad.
I've never heard any rumors about him betting on golf, though. I haven't heard that a single time.
It doesn't look good for Phil because, what was it, about a year ago where the insider trading was going on with Phil?
Yeah.
So now he's got two things like this coming out within the calendar year. it's not a good PR look for Phil Mickelson.
I wish I would have known about this investigation when I picked him at the U.S. Open.
I like it. I mean, Phil's a gunslinger. He's out there.
That.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Phil takes risks.
You should have picked Tiger.
You know, I've also heard Phil's a swinger. You know,
I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah. Do you guys think that Tiger was hooking up with Amanda Duffner?
No.
I hope so.
I mean, yeah.
She is a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She seems like a high-quality individual. Like a really.
She seems like high maintenance.
I mean, I'm sure she married Jason for all the right reasons.
If there was ever proof that there are women, not all women, okay, let me clarify that, but there are certainly women out there that will marry a man for his money, period.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Did Katie marry you for all those stacks of cash that you have?
Katie.
$100 bill, y'all.
Katie started dating me when I was 17 years old and probably had like $600 to my name. So if she married me for my money, she was in it for the long
mind
run.
Mind on my money and my money on my mind.
She long
knew.
Run.
She knew that you're going to be Iowa's most recommended realtor.
She saw that, you know, ironically, and this is nice that somebody saw it, but when she first started dating me, her brother said something. Her brother is 4 years older than me. And this is back when I was absolutely clueless and probably in college at the time. But she told him, she's like, you know, I like Mark. He's okay, blah, blah, blah. And she told him that he will be successful someday. He will be a millionaire at some point in his life. And I didn't believe it at the time, but I'm glad someone else.
So your wife was basically just banking on the fact that she thought you would be rich, and that's the only reason she married you.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, by the way. So it's...
Your wife's a sweetheart, Mark. Well, had a nice chat with her the other night. She's all over. She's all about the taking the pictures.
Yeah. Gray's wife and my wife chatted for a bit.
Did they?
They did.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, they chatted and...
My son was being a little hellion.
See, that's what Ash had to leave because I gave Cameron to Ted Flint.
Oh, gosh.
And she started screaming.
Well, I don't.
Why wouldn't she?
It's a great photo. I put it on Twitter. I'm not kidding. I'm like, Cammy, here's your Uncle Ted, and she's like, wah! But in Ted's defense, like she was at the point where she was totally overstimulated.
Yeah.
Like she would have freaked out if I would have handed her to anybody.
Where is Ted actually from? Where does he live?
Kansas. He's Ted Flint in Kansas.
We have monikers all the time that don't mean a hill of beans.
Yeah, it's Ted Flint down in Kansas.
Did he drive up just for our event?
Yeah, good man.
That was nice of him.
Him and his roommate.
Brock?
Brock.
Brock was there?
Brock I was there, yeah.
Oh, I didn't meet Brock.
Pulling tail, man.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
I told Ted because a rival radio show was mentioning names on who should co-host, and his was one of them.
Ted Flint was one.
Yeah, they brought up his name, and I was saying, "Hey, you should do a co-host or go do a show." And he's like, "No, man, I'd be horrible at that. I swear too much." Reminded me of Gray.
You guys keep saying this. I have two kids. I coach little league basketball, soccer. I don't cuss in front of anyone. If I don't want to cuss, I don't cuss.
Then why do you
because
do it on
it's
here,
kinda,
man?
It's kind of fun to cuss here with you guys. I kind of enjoy it.
You just make more work for Williams, right?
Well, yeah.
I forgot to bleep out the one last week.
Oops.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. We haven't heard from iTunes, though, so I think we avoided it.
I really doubt they're going to call you out on one swear word.
No, I don't think one.
Especially the S word.
Can't do it. FCC.
FCC. What a joke.
Does the FCC apply to podcasts? Are you just trying to keep Gray from swearing? Because I don't think it applies.
I don't either.
This isn't going out over the air.
Because he doesn't want to put the little title in the description saying this might contain some swear words. You don't want to put that in there, do you?
Yeah, no, and that's because the problem is if we do it for this one, then that's all of our podcasts.
Yeah.
And it's like an 18 and over thing. We don't want to go there.
What if you get Coach Promon here to do a podcast with you and he wants to drop a couple F-bombs?
See, he won't do that. He's a...
But what if he wants? I mean,
he's a man of faith.
You want to keep that uncensored.
And they never swear.
You know, it's just funny because you're sitting here talking about getting this crappy RV, drinking Bush Light, and just showing our true roots. But I can't say the S word on podcast without you freaking out and going in and
protecting you as a salesperson. We don't want the parental advisory on our site
because the advertisers are going to care about a couple S words.
Does the label look like
Charter
it did
does
on
it?
Old
but
CDs?
I truly don't think the Iowa Clinic I don't think they would want us swearing on their sponsored podcast.
But no, this is what I don't get. When you're on the radio, you will say ass.
Yeah. Ass you can say.
I'm sorry, there's no difference in the word.
Yeah, there is.
You think Iowa Clinic cares about the difference between the S word and ass? You think they sit there and be like, oh, He just said the S word. I mean, I was okay with that.
We could have the S radio's word. Different.
Have you ever thought about swear words, though? I like thinking deeply about things. And like,
I have been lately.
Why is the S word and the F word bad? Okay, why are those bad? They're bad because someone somewhere said they're bad.
Yeah.
They're just words. You know?
Well, so
there's no difference between the F word and spoon, really, when you really think about it, other than people have just said over time. That's a bad word.
What is time?
What is time?
I mean, really, like, why do we even have it?
Oh, God.
Like, who at one point came up and said, we need to have these o'clocks?
It tells us when to go to bed.
I mean, but why can't we just go to bed when the sun goes down?
Well, I can tell you kind of why we have time.
Because the sun goes down at very different times.
How would you know when to meet somebody if you didn't have time, if you set a meeting with somebody? I'll meet you.
Just saying, what is it? Like, who decided, okay, we're going to have 60 minutes in an hour? We're going to have who did all that?
Gray, when the next week, when the sun is over the boulder next to the wheat field, I'm going to meet you. Right? Be there then. And Gray's going to go, what if it's cloudy? And I go, well, I guess we'll just guess.
We'll be there for hours waiting for each other.
Just guess, you know.
My point is,
bedtime's when you get tired.
My point is with the hypotheticals. I mean, we could go on and on.
So I think I talked to you about this the other day, too. I grew up in my family, you couldn't say but. It was bottom. Everything was bottom. And now with my kids, I find myself sometimes saying but, and Julie's like, no, don't say but in front of them. Say bottom. What's the difference?
It's because of the liberal uprising in this country.
Well, I could go on.
I love having a son, man. I tell my son, I'll say, hey, Seton, come here. And I'll whisper something in his ear to go tell his mom, and it's usually bad. And he'll go do it, and we just laugh hysterically
Seton's
about
awesome.
It.
Seton's awesome. Seton's a cute kid.
He's the man.
Well, see, like, I like to wrestle with my kids, and as I'm wrestling, I'm like, oh, I'm going to kick your butt. You know, Julie gets mad about that. And I get it because growing up.
Does she honestly think butt's a bad word?
No, she doesn't get mad, but she's like, she'll try to correct. No, we say bottom. And I'll be like, well, and my parents did the same thing growing up. I couldn't say butt.
My dad would say to me, I will whoop your ass if you do that.
Yeah.
My dad wouldn't say it. He would just do it. My dad would just whoop my ass is what he would do.
But my dad wouldn't yell that at me. But
I could never see Mike. Did Mike ever spank you?
My mom did.
I could see her, but I can't see Mike.
No,
he's too nice.
But Dad, like, it was different. Like, my mom didn't do it. One time I can remember, but it wasn't a big deal.
We got a few swats.
But I was a good kid. I mean, really, no need to discipline me.
I got my mouth washed out with soap, literally, for some.
I had that happen once.
Yeah. Oh, I had that a couple times.
It's so dumb.
Did you say a word that the FCC would allow you to say?
I said the F word.
Oh,
is what I said.
I wash your mouth out.
But it's so funny because it's a metaphorical thing, right? You have a dirty mouth, so we're going to wash it out with soap. That's a metaphor for you have a dirty mouth.
Yeah, it is.
And then parents take it literally and stick a bar of soap.
Can't you, like, kill your kid
mouth?
If
Probably.
You do it too much because of, like, chemicals or
I'm
whatever?
I'm lucky I'm here. Lucky, you know.
I swear I read that one time.
You're so soft. Kid.
You could murder your kid by putting that bar of soap in their mouth.
Really? Yeah, if they ate it.
It's the hand soap, the stuff, the liquid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it's very chemicalized.
Well, who does that? It's all about a bar of soap. Who puts
it? Who uses
my mom,
a bar
my
of soap?
My mom did.
I did.
Yeah, so you,
no,
like,
no,
you,
I haven't done it to my
where
kids
you're, either. Like, rubbing your balls with a bar of soap, like you expect your kids to wash their face with? Come on.
The my best friend
use
growing
the
up.
Use liquid soap.
My best friend Greg growing up across the street, when he would say it, when my best friend would say a bad word, his mom would tell him to go put soap in his mouth. She wouldn't even do it. She would just tell him to go to the bathroom and do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting. People, like, wash their butts with bars of soap.
Don't say butt.
And then you're going to wash your face with it?
Well, you know, maybe it was a new bar of soap. I don't remember what my mom
so what do you?
Seriously, though, if you take the bar of soap and you're washing your junk, and then your wife uses the same bar of soap on her face, like, that's disgusting.
So advertisers are okay with you saying washing your junk, but you can't say the S word.
No,
I just want to be clear
here
with
on
this.
The Mark Charter Real Estate Podcast.
Anything
<it's fine>.
Goes.
Remember the disclosure at the beginning.
Yeah.
It says so. But I wouldn't be talking about how bars of soap disgust me on the Iowa Clinic Podcast.
Yeah.
It's different.
Gray, do you spank your children?
Very rarely, but I do. Yes.
You have,
With a switch.
He's a man of discipline.
With my
belt,
my hand is good enough to do the job.
Have you ever used a 2x4?
Never used anything besides my hand.
Do your kids scream when you do it?
They cry. I think it hurts their feelings more than it hurts them. Yeah. I will say this, though, and Chris, you can back me up. I think I have two of the most well-behaved boys that you'll ever see.
Yeah. Jake, especially, I haven't been around Owen as much.
Yeah.
But his kid, Jake, I've never been around a kid that's more polite. Like, because when they come over to our house, we always set the Wii up for Jake.
Yeah.
He enjoys playing the Wii, and he's like, thank you, Mr. Williams. And it's like, oh, man.
They're nice probably, and I don't think I spanked Jake. I can't remember the last time I spanked Jake. I haven't had to very often, but if they talk back or they don't do what they're supposed to, I have.
At what point is Owen old enough to understand?
I don't know.
Old enough to understand.
I don't think I could spank my daughter.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting when I have the girl.
Don't think I could spank it.
We have never spanked Seton. We just decided we're not going that route. But it honestly depends on the kid. So Seton is the type of kid where if he messes up normally, like before we've even said anything, we look at him wrong. He's like, I'm sorry. You know, he does it right away, and oftentimes that's enough to bring him to tears if you just look at him. Like, you really screwed up.
Yeah, like raise your eyebrow.
Yeah, you just do something. And then we say stairs. It's like he's like a little dog. We just give him a command. We say stairs. And he goes and sits on the stairs. And
he cries
for a few minutes.
Hangs his head in shame.
And then he wipes his eyes and he comes over and gives hugs and says, I'm sorry. And then we're back to normal. So we don't need to spank him because it won't work on him.
I don't know if Julie's ever spanked the kids. I don't think she ever has.
I don't think I will. It's because my parents really didn't do it. I think I don't even remember the time I got it, but it wasn't a big deal.
Oh, I got spanked. I got the spoon. I got backhanded.
What do you mean you got the spoon?
I got a spoon on the bare ass.
I got a spoon.
Oh, heck yeah. I got, and I was the fourth of six. My two oldest got it worse, but yeah. Yeah, that's how I was raised.
Did they spank Annie?
Oh, I'm sure they didn't.
I had some friends growing up that whenever they get in trouble, they had to go into their dad's room, and he had like a canoe paddle.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing was pretty scary.
Adrian Peterson on him.
Oh, yeah.
But back then, it was normal. I mean, it was. Back then,
I've always just had trouble explaining the difference between, because you tell your kids all the time, you know, we don't hit, we use our words, we don't hit all the time. We say that to our children, and then we hit them.
Yeah.
You know, that seems a little backwards to me. And there's a time when, like, you just can't correct their behavior. Like, where a SWAT will bring them under control a little bit, which, again, I haven't done because I haven't needed to. But it seems like a mixed message to me.
It does.
And I guarantee you, with my daughter, Hollis, who's one now, it would be way harder for me to spank her than it would my son.
Yeah. Me and my wife have talked about that. I don't know if I'll ever, when the girl comes, if I will be, and I know I won't. I will not be as tough as I am right now, which is probably not a bad thing.
No, it's good for you.
I'm hoping my wife will step up her toughness a little bit, because right now I got two boys. They're both mama's boys.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the hard ass and she's the softy.
Yeah.
So this morning, me and Owen kind of got into it a little bit. He wasn't very happy with Dad. So
what did he do? What did he do to anger you?
He woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and then he just wouldn't listen. He told me no a bunch of times, and you just don't tell me no.
Yeah.
That's just one thing you don't do.
Yeah.
And then he knew he pissed me off, so then it was mommy, and you know she cuddles him, and I'm the jerk, and it is what it is. It's I mean it's part of parenting. So
just imagine though, like. You've gone on you've been working out, you're really hot, sweaty, and you take the bar of soap right into your sweaty armpit, and then the next person is supposed to clean their face with it.
Here's my question. Here's a better question.
It's so gross.
Here's a better question. Why do we have bars of soap anymore?
Yeah.
I don't use it. The only time
the
only time I ever use a bar of soap is in a hotel room.
Yeah, because you're the only one. You're only using
it's fresh.
One
you get it out of the package and you use it. And guess what happens? It slips through your hands, goes down to the shower floor,
and then
you make that inner monologue joke to yourself that you just drop the soap and you go, and then you pick it up. You bend down and pick it up, and then you keep showering, and it's annoying.
Yeah.
You know, I use body wash is what you use.
Yeah.
I use body wash too, but I'm not as grossed out by a bar of soap as most people are.
But it's inconvenient, is it not?
And
guess what? Yeah, yeah.
Somebody else's hair is stuck to the soap.
Yeah, it's usually a certain type of hair.
Yeah.
And that's back in the soap dish.
It's the curly one.
Okay. Yeah. And it's disgusting.
Maybe this is when you're in college or something. I don't know. But at your house, who else besides your wife uses your shower?
Hey, I don't care.
Okay.
If my wife is cleaning her.
No, but she's not.
Parts.
Why can't she have her own bar of soap and you have your own bar of soap?
So are you saying
now that's a different story?
Are you saying that
then
you
what's
actually,
wrong with soap? Then it's not.
You use a bar of soap? Is that what you're saying?
No, but it wouldn't bother me to use a bar of soap.
If us three live together, would you share a bar of soap with me?
No, I would not share a bar of soap. I'd have my own bar of soap.
I think that
you can buy like a little tray that puts the bar soap in it, and you can take it in and out with you.
I don't even like my own hair being on it, though.
Rinse it off. You put it underneath the faucet.
It's just gross. Like you've got like a
Then shave it off your face.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The soap bar comes in like something that looks like it's for your retainer. You know, you got this little package. And then the very fact that they have soap on a rope tells you everything you need to know about soap. It's so slippery, you can't even hold on to it. Yeah. You need a rope to contain it. Like, soap bar sales have to be so far down from where they were over the last 20 years.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know why they still make it. There's no point to it.
It's like Blockbuster Video. They're about to go under.
Soap bar sales are doomed.
I don't mind scrubbing my body with bar. You know what? I'm going to go buy a bar of soap now, and I'm going to shower with it. I'm going to report back here in a couple
Periscope
weeks.
Periscope it. Have your wife film you showering with a bar of soap.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people wanting to see that.
So it's 4th of July this weekend. What are you guys doing?
Happy birthday, America.
America. Are you guys going to...
My wife loves 4th of July,
Did you guys ever, when you were kids... fire bottle rockets at like your friends?
Yes.
No.
It's awesome. Good times.
It's awesome.
We used to do it. We'd go out to my Aunt Barb's house, and like my cousin, he would be like in one trench and I'm in another, and we had pop bottle rocket wars.
Were you wearing like glasses or anything? Or nothing?
No. We hold it and you fire it off.
I'm shooting them
at each other.
I'm going to go on record saying that I feel bad for my son a little bit because I'm a 4th of July fuddy-duddy when it comes to fireworks.
Do you hate America?
Don't hate America. Love America. Best country in the world. But
why don't you move to Russia then?
I don't like vodka enough. But I think that when it comes to 4th of July fireworks, so we're usually up in Okoboji for the 4th. The neighbor over on the neighboring dock.
Yeah.
Goes all out. I mean, we're talking like Gatling gun, like just everything.
That's my kind
loud.
Of guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Loud. And I have lots of friends that go down to Missouri. They buy all the fireworks right across the border. Do
Hell
it.
Yeah. America.
I grew up scared of them. Okay.
So if I shot a bottle rocket at you, you would not appreciate it.
I wouldn't like it. So my 4th of July is, if I want to get crazy, I'll do a sparkler.
Okay? Oh, wow.
Ooh, what about snakes? You
the
do snakes.
Snakes. That's it, man. That's what I do.
You do get crazy.
My nephew last year, my sister sent me a video of my nephew almost blowing his face off. I mean, just an explosion in this video where it goes.
Well, see, that's where the parent has to step in.
Let's just face facts here, okay, for a minute.
I got to one-up you here in a minute.
Fireworks
are awesome.
Dangerous. Would you say that there's no danger for your small children when it comes to fireworks?
It depends on the firework. But as a parent, it's my job to make sure that my kids know how to shoot these fireworks
off. I'm willing to bet you that every year in this country on the 4th of July.
Good way to go out though, man.
Yeah, every single year on the 4th of July in this country, I'm willing to bet you that there are people that are either blinding themselves or losing fingers.
Or dying.
So I'm sure that happens too.
They are by drinking alcohol too.
Stop
drinking alcohol.
They're not to be trifled with.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I enjoy watching other people do it. It's not my thing.
I bet you somewhere this weekend where people go to bars, they're going to get in a fight and they're going to get seriously hurt or killed. We should eliminate bars. Right?
I agree.
Yeah.
We're no longer going to start our own bar.
I was once at a dirt race. This is not a funny story, but the person lived, so I guess we can laugh about it now. And they they fired off fireworks before the feature race of the night. And one of the fireworks went awry. There were these people standing on top of one of the trailers for the cars, and it effing hit a person, like the live firework. And the person, it knocked him off the trailer and everything, and it exploded.
I'm still wondering where the funny part of the story is. Why are you laughing?
Well, I can laugh now because
Did you see it happen?
It was right in front of me. I was like across the front stretch.
Were they okay right away, or did they have to get an ambulance?
No, they brought the ambulance.
So on top of an RV, falling off of that's got to be a good 10-foot drop.
Luckily, it was it was a smaller type trailer. Yeah, but at least 10 foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was they broke their arm and they had some burns. But it wasn't anything bad.
You can die from a 10-foot fall.
If you're laying on your head, you're gone.
Absolutely.
You could die in an inch of water.
Like, say, it's not funny that it happened, but I can look back on that now, knowing that person was okay.
Yeah.
And it's
isn't that life, just a broken bone? You think about all the times you almost got hurt, et cetera, and then you look back. And
Well, I think about what my cousin and I used to do with those bottle rockets, and if I ever saw my daughter doing that, that's the one time I would spank her just so she wouldn't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
That's so freaking dangerous.
Yeah. The stuff we used to do at my grandparents' farm, if I knew my kids were doing, climbing up those silos way up high.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The corn beds, we'd crawl across the top, and if you'd fall down, it'd be 20 feet down. You'd be done.
Yeah.
I have a theory that if you make it to adulthood as a male, then you're lucky. Because I think about all the stuff that kids do. Just crazy stuff, you know? Buddies of mine that would like drive down the interstate with like the van door open, like leaning out. I mean, just all this stupid stuff. The closest to death I ever came, by the way, was not frankly all that close to death, but could have been. So I was fishing over at Hickory Grove, which is over by between Ames and Nevada.
Hickory Park?
No, Hickory Grove. And so we were coming up this road. It was my buddy driving a little hatchback. I was in the back seat. And imagine doing this today, like on a bet with your eyes closed. But we were coming from the south towards the north, and we're approaching Highway 30, which at that point is two lanes one way, then a median, then two lanes the other way. And he's probably going 70 down this road, and it's foggy, really foggy out because it's in the morning. And I remember looking up to the right outside the window and seeing, as we're going about 70, a stop sign, like right outside my window. And he didn't see it and didn't brake and went all the way across all four lanes of 30 onto the road on the other side. So basically, and didn't brake the whole time, just full bore, went straight through. And obviously, we didn't get hit. Nothing happened. But stuff like that, that's what guys do. Mm-hmm. They do crazy stuff like that. That's one of those instances where if there's a semi there, screwed.
You gone.
Dead. Gone. So guys are dumb.
Are you going to Okoboji then?
I am going to Okoboji.
Do you own a place there?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
I say technically because we co-own it with other people.
What about you, Adam?
Well, tomorrow I got to go down to Sun Valley, but not to enjoy the lake. We're actually laying sod at my parents' place.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. At least we got all my brothers there, so hopefully some big, strong guys we can get done. I'm not one of the big, strong guys, but we'll be there. And then Saturday, coming back, Hyperion's got the firecracker open. So playing a little four-man scramble.
Yeah.
Which is a blast. Then I do fireworks there at Hyperion, and we'll have nice little weekend.
There you go.
Hey, funny story, I got to tell you. So I was playing golf with some guys the other night. Remember when we played golf at Coldwater, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, and we sat in, bellied up to the bar afterwards?
Yeah.
And then there was a guy and his girlfriend were there.
Yes.
And we bought him a shot.
Yeah, the Templeton Rye.
Yeah.
It was his birthday.
It was his birthday. You remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
He goes...
Nice guy.
He goes, Chris probably won't remember this, but... I was the guy he bought a whiskey for, and I was like, yeah, I was with you. And he goes, I thought it was you. I couldn't remember. I played golf with him.
Nice kid.
Not real nice kid. He's not still dating that girl.
Oh, he's not?
No.
That thing ended?
Yeah. You want to hear something bad? You bought that Templeton for him?
Yeah.
Because it was his birthday. The girl that was working there, who we know, we won't say her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Love her.
Yeah, she's great. She told him to come in because it's his birthday, and she's going to give him free drinks there. So you bought him a drink that he was going to get for free.
That was not a cheap drink.
No, it wasn't.
Why didn't she just take that off my tab?
I don't know. She doesn't like you that much, I guess.
Apparently not. Apparently not.
Ooh. So, yeah. Small.
So, what happened with him and that gal?
They broke up. I don't know. He's dating a new girl now.
Is she as much of a looker?
That one girl. She was cute.
Yeah.
Apparently, daddy was looking at Nikon that day.
Oh, yeah. Like it a lot.
A lot. Speaking of golf, summer's wasted, and we're going to have to get down to the Chili D.
Yeah.
And do some golfing soon.
Yeah.
Soon. We're probably looking at August at this
point. Yeah, I think it'll be August, but we're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm expecting Gray to wuss out, not do it.
Gray will fall asleep at the Shittily D because he can't hack it.
I don't know if you can say that. He did close down the bar while we were gone. By
well, the key for
I let the stats
the key
speak
is, like,
themselves.
If we do this on a Friday, the key is Gray needs to be in bed early Thursday night.
Yeah.
No, the key is that I can't go down to my parents' lake house and knock out walls for two straight days.
I don't want to hear it.
All right?
I don't want to hear it. We know what kind of shape you were at in Kansas City, too.
I'm getting the feeling.
Like, if you drink the night before, you're nothing the next day.
Yeah.
Ask me how late I stayed out that next night down in Kansas City.
I think
How much did you go sleep? Did you go sleep all day?
No, I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep at all that day.
Uh-huh.
I just kept it going.
Man, that's in March. I'm already excited for it. I'm ready to go do another Fawcast from Kansas City.
So what do you guys think?
With
Final Four for sure? Next year?
Here's the problem. I'm dreading basketball, to be honest with you.
Already?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm dreading it because I feel bad for Steve Prohm. Like, there's nothing this guy can do short of a Final Four that's going to satisfy people.
No, that's false.
I think people are going to give him a little bit of a pass.
That's guys, 100% false.
We're rational human beings.
Eight. He has to go lead eight.
That's no, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, see, that's what I'm. This
doesn't.
Is what I'm talking about, Adam.
That's not the Final Four.
This is what I'm talking about.
In my opinion, there's more pressure on him to do well in the Big 12 than there is an NCAA tournament. NCAA tournament is such a crapshoot.
Adam, I mean, and again, you and I we're rational people having this conversation. I totally agree with you. It is a crapshoot.
I'm going to be happy if he just learns how to use timeouts.
There's a lot of pressure on him to win the Big 12 this year. And that's not fair. That aspect's not fair, but that's where the pressure lies, in my opinion.
In my poll,
yeah,
I'll have him third.
Behind Oklahoma?
Yeah. Kansas and Oklahoma. Just because of depth. If Iowa State had a little more depth.
No, it's because you're obsessed with long career.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Yes, it is.
By the way,
nothing to do with that.
I want to.
I bet you they'll be third in the media poll.
Who? They have Taylor. Taylor's gone, right, from Oklahoma. That Tayshaun Taylor, or the big dude. He's gone.
The kid from Houston.
Yeah, yeah. Who should never have played last year.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, he's gone. So they have Spangler, though, right? One more year?
Yeah.
And they have Buddy Hield.
They got Buddy.
Nah, they're
they just have way more depth.
How do you figure?
We're not going to go. We're at 53 minutes.
Yeah,
we'll
no.
Save this podcast for
X's and O's. Shut up. Shut up. Nobody wants those X's and O's.
That's not X's and O's. That's a player breakdown. That's not
I need to.
He wanted to break down Big 12 basketball depth charts.
I got to go on record, too, by the way. Next week, the theory says that I'm going to be listing a property in Ankeny with the proceeds going to Ponce City International.
Oh, really?
Nice.
For that one. So,
what are we looking at?
It's a townhome, so if it sells, it's going to be like $3,200.
Wow.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
All right.
So
I'll let the folks see. So this is going to be cool on
By the way,
Monday.
It's a shout out. He's on the forum. I think his name is spelled Khar Board. Cardboard.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him around. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's his actual last name.
Oh, it is.
Cardboard.
No, I take that back. That's not his last name. But
that'd be an interesting last name.
Yeah.
It's not. But I won't say his real last name. But anyway,
what if your name was? I'm just trying to think of like funny women's names that if they married into the cardboard family.
I know.
Like.
So, going off this, I guess a little bit. I'm sorry. Would you guys ever not name your kid a certain name because of the initials? What the initials would come out to be?
Like BA.
Like
BS.
BM.
Oh yeah, BMBS.
Or let's say, so my last name is Gray. OMG. If the initials ended up being OMG, would you be like, nope, can't do it because the initials are OMG?
Maybe. Mine's harder, though, with a C on the end. I mean, I guess if I did like a first name was a D and the middle initial was an I, like yeah. Dick, D-I-C.
Would be good to a girl. Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. It's a lot of pressure to come up with a name for a kid.
It is, yeah. My name, they were going to call me Benjamin Gray, and then my mom thought it'd be cut short to Ben, and then it'd be Ben Gay, that people would call me Ben Gay, so she did do that.
What, did you have your girl name picked out?
No, but...
You guys don't have it picked out yet?
No.
That's crazy, because we had our boy and girl, like, but you know how long we had tried to have a
yeah.
kid? The day we knew she was pregnant, we had our names done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were good.
What was the boy name?
Brantley.
Brantley, where'd that come from?
That's such crap. You told me
yeah,
it was going to be
liar.
Adam.
Dude, he's a liar.
You literally sat here. You looked me right in the eyes
yeah.
and you said Adam.
I lied to you.
He's
yeah.
a liar. Guess what? He also said, so next Thursday, he said we can co-host with
I
him
told you,
from
you
the bar. So wait until sometime mid next week.
No, it's an open invite.
We're going to get a call from him going, guys, you know, this thing came up and I got to have Hanrahan on. The powers that be said he has to be on the show.
Bloom really wanted to be on
Bloom,
it.
Yeah, Bloom, you know, he knows a lot about the NBA.
Hey,
July is NBA time.
If
so,
you guys want to keep talking,
on there.
You guys want to keep talking, the invite will disappear. But right now it's open.
You're such a freaking Indian giver, man. You give it and then you take
racist.
It away. It's not
That
racist.
Is racist. Have you seen the Seinfeld?
It's just not racist.
It offended Winona the Indian.
All right, so for
because
our,
Jerry said that.
All right, so I will personally apologize to all of our Native American listeners
Thank
right
you.
Now. To you, I am sorry. For
Appreciate
everybody else,
that.
I'm not.
But I can't say the S word on this podcast. Unbelievable.
We had a racist call into the show the other day.
Ooh, what did
I mean,
say?
It wasn't like so. We had Josh Martinez from Kiss.
Yeah.
Came in.
Yeah. DJ. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy called in. He was trying to be funny when he was. But he's like, yeah, man, I didn't realize how white Chris and Ross sounded until Martinez came in here. He's Puerto Rican, man. And he started like just really overdoing the Puerto Rican
yeah.
accent.
It would have been better if he just called him a good lover. That's what they're known
yeah.
for. You know?
Are they?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I'm racist, obviously, and I'm using stereotypes. But hey, if you're going to use a stereotype, then
I have to be a positive.
It's a good one.
The rich white man come to take our land.
Then so be it. So yeah, someone said, "Oh yeah, Mark Charter, he's a good lover." All right. I wouldn't fight him.
We got 2 minutes left. 4th of July predictions. Go. Hot dog contest. Who wins?
Kobayashi,
we make it a comeback. Joey Chestnut, anybody?
My prediction is I will have more beers than both of you combined on July 4th.
How many hot dogs could you eat in an hour, including the bun?
Oh, 15.
15 hot dogs in an hour?
Yeah.
Baloney.
I could eat 15 in an hour.
I'll give you $1,000 if you can eat 15 hot dogs in an hour.
That's a deal.
With a bun.
Set it up.
With a bun.
Bring it on.
All right. I will do that.
Do I get condiments?
And he can't puke for 2 hours afterwards.
He can puke if he wants to.
Yeah, I could puke. That's BS.
No, there's a rule.
$1,000.
They can't puke for an hour or two afterwards.
I would pay to see this because I could probably eat 3.
Oh, I can
before I'm extremely full.
15. If I get to 12, do I get $600?
No.
Okay, fine.
There's no way you could eat 15 hot dogs.
Bring it on.
Hour.
Yeah. Do you think you can come close?
No,
let's
I don't think
it.
You could get to.
Let's set it up.
Seven,
punks.
Maybe seven.
Let's freaking do it.
All right.
An eater.
You buy the hot dogs. You buy the buns.
Okay.
I'm not going to supplement that.
Instead of him dipping it in water like they do, he's got like Bush Light right there. He's dipping it in Bush Light.
You know what would be good? Now, obviously, we would have to fill in the rest, but we should do this bet on a Fawcast. He can literally sit here and eat hot dogs the
can
whole time.
Can we periscope it?
Yeah.
No one wants to see you eat it, putting wieners in your mouth.
All right. If you want to see Chris Williams put 15 wieners in his mouth,
let's put this on
an upcoming Fawcast. Yeah. Let us know.
I will do it if you will give me $1,000, I will eat 15 hot dogs.
I'll probably bet you $1,000.
Deal.
To do.
I'm telling you, I think I could do it.
There's no way you could do it.
Bring it on.
I'll be really impressed if you eat 15
hot dogs. I think I can. I could, dude. Like this gut.
Gray, am I dumb or do you think he can actually do this? I don't think he'd come close to 15.
No, it's a stupid. There's no way.
Bring it on. See now I'm. Now I
see what's going to happen is you're going to get really nervous and then you're going to start asking yourself how do I pace this?
No,
that's the key because if you're like I'm going to slam 8 right in a row.
You got to do them as fast as possible
before your belly gets full.
And I'm assuming you got to eat hot dogs. None of this like I'm going to dip it in water crap and do like you got to eat them like regular. And we'll get.
I can't do the. No, deep throating it like the guys
no, we'll
do.
No, remember what I said, the bun too. So regular hot dogs, regular buns. None of this like they're tiny type of a thing.
Yeah.
They don't have to be cheese filled. Okay.
No, just regular hot dogs.
Regular hot dogs, regular buns.
Mustard and ketchup on them?
Yeah, probably because I'm going to need it, you know.
A little something.
Yeah.
I'll even bring the cash and set it here so you can see it as motivation.
It's like World Series of Poker. It's just sitting there staring
just sitting
in the face.
There.
Yeah.
And all he has to do is eat. It's the easiest bet in the world.
So if I lose, though, the pain I'm going to be suffering.
Oh, yeah. The lost bet is that you're going to go throw up and have to poop for the next week.
The intestinal pain that I will be
suffering. I can imagine that 15 hot dogs in an hour. 15 hot dogs in an hour is probably not healthy on the old bowel system.
No.
Especially for a guy who had a colonoscopy under the age of 30.
You need to clear this with your wife first. I'm not going to be held responsible for the fact that you're taking a week off of work because you can't function.
No, I let's do it.
All right.
If you do more than 7, I'll be impressed.
Oh, 7's a snack.
What's going to happen is he's going to do it, and he's going to get off to a good start.
Yeah, he's going to feel good.
And he's going to feel good. He's going to say, this is easy. And then all of a sudden,
it's going to hit.
Your stomach's going to go, wait a minute. It's getting a little full down here.
I will not be standing downwind of you when you do that.
We'll have a garbage can handy.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
For you. That would be great if not only lost.
The biggest thing would be...
But he puked live on the Fawcast at the same time.
Can we be near a toilet? Just in case I need to make room.
We are near a toilet.
Halfway through, just in case I need to, you know.
You can't go perch.
You can't puke.
No, I'm not going to puke. I'm going to the other end.
You think you have time to eat 15 hot dogs and take a dump within an hour?
I'm just saying, what if I get like 9 down in...
All right, fine. If you want to poop,
hold it.
If you want to poop, go poop. But Gray's going with you to listen to the door to make sure you're not puking.
I won't puke, guys. I'm a man of honor.
We'd probably hear him puking from here. Actually, if he had that much.
How'd you guys push ups and sit ups go?
Yeah, speaking of man of honor, you
lost.
Piece of crap.
We all lost, didn't we?
I did mine on Friday. I swear to God.
When did you do them? Because Friday was busy.
I was not having a lot of time in between golf and the party.
You did 100. Push-ups
and
100 sit-ups.
It doesn't take that long. You do sets of 25.
It takes a while.
4 sets of 25, it does not take that long.
I lost.
Tops.
I lost.
Maybe 10 minutes.
I did 0.
Honest to God, I did it between golf and going to the Falcons.
I did none. Zero.
You don't look that swole, though. At the
one day event. Doesn't do it.
I thought you'd show up, you'd be looking ripped.
I was pathetic. I lost.
Yeah, we didn't even make it one day.
Nope.
One day.
Nope.
It was sad. In my defense, it was a very busy day.
It was a busy day.
Yeah.
When do you want to do this bet? Not next week, because next week's busy. And
yeah, and I got that family thing all next weekend, so I really don't want to be in the bathroom the whole time.
The week after that?
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He's going to back out of
this. No, I'll do it. I'm in.
Yeah, he's done.
He'll back out.
I've got the entire world hearing me say it.
All right, if you're listening, make sure you send him some Twitter love that he'll stay in this bet, because I will pay you the money.
All right. Have a good fourth.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Boom. All right. See you. Thanks for listening.